the one thing I will say changing the rules did, it did sweep up the better team or sweep up the mess. It did sweep out the who's not playing right and who is playing right. Like, I can honestly say the best team, the best two teams in that bracket are in the semifinals.
Oh, baby. It's the World Series of Spades podcast.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to start off with talking about the first match that we saw. So here's the first time that we're getting into an elimination round. You know what I mean? So the World Series of Spades, for those of y'all that don't know, like, we play a round-robin tournament. And really what it goes down is, how it goes down is, if you lose two, you out. If you win two, you go into the semifinals. That's just how it works. If you lose two games, you are out of the tournament. If you win two games, and all games are best out of three, all right? So we're seeing the first elimination round. So the first one was Babs and Lady Luck versus Joseph and Miss Wanda. I'm going to be honest with you. Joe is a good spades player. I think Miss Wanda, you know, when she have a little bit too much to drink, I think she just, all things be going on, and she just be flying off at the handle saying stuff. Not only do she be saying stuff, but she be doing shit too, you know? Because for me, I'm sitting there watching the game, and it's like, Joseph can play. He makes really bad mistakes, though. Like, he'll do something that'll cost him, like, two books. But then he'll do something that'll win him two books. He plays to win in bad situations, and what I saw. That's just me. I saw him playing to win in situations where, hey man, you didn't have to cut that high. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, man, I don't think that was a great game in the sense of, like, there was a lot of back. And don't forget, Babs and Lady Luck, they had to get a blind seven to even stay in the game. Don't forget that. Like, Babs and Lady Luck, they were down. Like, they were down, like, more than, I think, they were down, like, negative. I think Joseph is wanting to have, like, 70 or, no, they had, like, 120. And Babs and Lady Luck was down by, like, they was down by over 100 points. My thing is, if you betting correctly and stuff like that, you should be able to make that happen. Now, one of those situations where they had a 10 hand, there's nothing you can do about that. But other than that, man, you should be doing everything you can to make sure you squeeze out four, no matter what. I don't care if Babs and Lady Luck had a 10 hand. I think if they was playing right, they could have squeezed out four. So let's keep going, though. We in here, you know, like I said, I don't think the better team won. I honestly think that could have gone either way. That could have went, you know, Babs and Lady Luck, that could have went Joseph and Ms. Wanda. But I don't think either team had a real chance against Super and Marcus. And that's the second game I'm going to get to. And here's what I mean. Listen. The Twins had the most to lose in that game. I'm going to be honest with you. They had the most to lose, and I honestly can say that was a playoff game before the actual playoff game. The reason why I said that is because if they lose, they was going to get made fun of. Like, Roxy was on them all day, every day. Like, it was hard. Like, Roxy was on them. So my thing was, I'm like, yo, they can't lose. They can't lose. So all the pressure at that point was on them. You feel me? My thing is, the only issue I had with the Twins was they was leaving points on the board. Now, we understand books is walking, blah, 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 blah. But at some point, we do got to hold each other accountable. We'll be like, yo, you know, we probably could have went up one. I do understand that things do be walking that you don't expect to walk, or you're playing to set them because you're not playing with bags. But at the end of the day, here's the thing with having a good hand. If you got seven, hear me out, y'all. If you got seven in your hand, but you bid in five, right? You got seven and you bid five. In a game where this could come down to 20, 30 points, you just left 20 points on the board. You could have had 70. You could have had 70. Those 20 points matter because you don't know when you're going to get a good hand again. You got to take advantage of, like, here's the thing that I want people to understand about the World Series of Spades. And this is why we take it so serious, right? We're not playing for who's the best at the cookout. We're not playing for we playing for a belt. Y'all playing for the belt. Y'all playing to get on next season. You're playing to see, like, yo, like, you're going to have somebody else coming at you next season. The more you're there. And don't get me wrong. And don't, let's not forget, you get paid to be, like all of that. You're playing for something. And you got to remember now, every point counts. Like, here's the thing. When you're playing a good team, when you playing motherfuckers that know how to play spades, underbidding ain't the move. Underbidding is not the move. When you're playing a good team, like, that's what I'm going to get at for the next team, for the next situation. Jason and Gloria are a good team. That's not Wanda and Joseph. They're an advanced team. They know how to play the game. So you can't leave 25, you can't leave 20, 30, 40 points on the board. Even if you do set them, because then the set don't really matter that much going forward. We see really good spades playing because we see better spades playing going forward because everybody is bidding what they supposed to bid because they know that there's some shit on the line. Like, I really think when we get to the finals, when we get to the semifinals and the finals match, like, the play 1,000% does get elevated. And I do think that. I do think that we see that. So jumping ahead, the next to last episode or next to last, you know, to the season finale, you know, we got Rhapsody and Cash got to play Makai and Lawrence. The winner of that goes on to play Problem and Nick. And the winner of that goes on to the semifinals. So our last three teams left in that bracket are Problem and Nick, Makai and Lawrence, and Rhapsody and Cash. Now, I can honestly say that I don't know who the better team is out of those three. I think that Yo-Yo and Kalima already proved that they were one of the best teams, period. They separated themselves. My question is, out of those three, who's the better team? Because me, when we went into the first elimination round, we knew that the Twins were the best team of the three. The question is, can they prove it? But now the question is, who's the better team between Rhapsody, Cash, Makai, and Lawrence, and also Problem and Nick? I'm going to honestly say, from what I saw, Makai and Lawrence are the best team. The problem is, though, they are Harlem-ass team, bro. They are, you know what? Makai Pfeiffer plays spades exactly how money-making Mitch would play spades. Now that I really think about it, this nigga, you know, all be, you know, like talking all the shit and be losing. He plays like money-making Mitch. He plays like everybody eats, B. They be talking. Them niggas be, yo, like, they are the flashiest, most Harlem, most da 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 da. Like, they definitely on some, you know, Dumais got the ladies. Like, them niggas is flashy. But it works. But it works. Let's talk boy talk. Let's change the subject. And I'm going to say this. There's a fine line between allowing boy talk. Like, let me tell y'all, as the ref, that's the hardest thing to police is boy talk. Boy talking is probably the hardest thing to police. Here's why. Talking to another player, like talking to somebody, like, okay, Jason, let's just say I'm playing against you, me and my partner, you and Gloria, right? And I'm like, yo, I know you got the big joker. I know you had it. Play it. I know you had it. Is that really board talking? Is that board talk? You didn't show me a hand. You didn't tell me whether you have it. Let me ask you, is that board talk? Now, to me saying that to your partner, that's a different story. But to me saying that to your partner, I don't think that's board talk. That's just me. That's it. So my thing is, if you telling the board that the opponent got the big joker, I don't think that's board talk because that's not fact or fiction. You don't know. Any discussion of the cards between partners is board talk. Or any discussion of what you have in your hand, period. If you're telling me, oh, Tiger Woods, he be at the Masters. Yeah, I know you talking about clubs cheating. You know what I mean? You over here saying it's The Rock, you talking about diamonds cheating. Bottom line. So my thing is, I ain't want to police all that. But if you, if so here's to me with board talking. Oh, you can settle board talk. So all that playing out of turn shit, that's board talking to me. I'm going to tell you why. Me and my dad would play out of turn on purpose to let us know what suit we was cutting next. Sorry, Pop, telling the secrets. That's cheating. But all I'm saying is it's kind of hard. Like, there's a fine line between shit talking and board talking. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I think this entire tournament, I think I only, like, really took a book for board talking one time. Let's be honest. Most spades games turn into fights because we're arguing about the rules. Am I right or wrong? I'm going to keep it a stack. There's levels of spades. Everybody's not good in spades. Like, I've walked away from cookouts and beating people ass. I'm like, that wasn't even fun. They're not good. Like, you're not good. Like, it's not a fulfilling win. You're not good. At the World Series of Spades, I'm going to tell you now, once we got to the semifinals, oh, nigga, everybody's good. That's what made it better than me. Like, when we got to the playoff, everybody was good. When you're worried about the competition, that's a good thing. And that's what I can honestly say we get in the semifinals. In this elimination round and the semifinals, I can honestly say we get that. People are legit worried about the person behind them. Because you know the person that you're playing next to you is just as good, if not better than you, or can be better than you. And you can't make mistakes. There's definitely no margin for error. So make sure you guys checking it out, man. Keep telling everybody about it. That's the main thing. We got to tell people about the show. You got to know about the show. That's the biggest thing. You know, people got to know that there is a World Series of Spades happening. And, you know, we here. So, yo, thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for, checking out the World Series of Spades. And I'll catch y'all next week. Also, shout out to my partner, Brennan, too. My boy, Brennan. When he comes back to the podcast, he'll tell you why he hasn't been here, what he's been up to. But congratulations, good brother. Love you. All right. Peace.